consent with that item. This is informational. I'll move to item 5.
From the Director Department of Human Resources, relative to dual employment, temporary assignments to a higher classification, temporary appointments, and emergency appointments, informational only.
Go ahead.
Thank you. The first document is the dual employment report. These are individuals who work for the county, but during the summer they'd like to serve as umpires as well. Pretty straightforward. After that, there is an emergency appointment report. We've just got one individual on there from the airport. No temporary appointments at this time. And then the TAC report, the temporary assignment to a higher classification. These are individuals who are have taken on new duties outside their classification for a temporary period of time, and we're just paying them at that higher rate until those duties come away.
Supervisor.
Thank you. My question again would be your policy and what you're going to look for. Is there similarity in your mind between temporary assignments and emergency appointments? I mean, kind of a rule of thumb that's been followed in the past is that, you know, we look at it after 6 months and say, well, they're getting a little more than temporary if they're more than 6 months. Or this emergency appointment here, airport, maybe get some clarification on that. That's been since 11/7/2001, so that's getting a little long. We're almost in June here. So what would be your policy on that, please?
Thank you, Supervisor. To be quite honest with you, the temporary assignment to a higher classification process, the TACs, personally, I don't believe that's a real effective management process. I know it's been ingrained and it's something that's been done here for a long time, so I'm saying that respectfully. I think it's something that we need to move away from. Really effective organizations, as positions become available, they move swiftly to fill them. And if somebody needs to step up and help, or a manager needs to kind of reach down and help, you don't even need to be temporarily assigned people. And there's a lot of confusion over org charts because there's so many temporary assignments, it's hard to keep track of. So my personal opinion is that this is something I'd like to see us move away from. It's going to take a little time because it is, I believe, in ordinance and in some different places. We just need to take a look and see how to unwind it.
I'm sorry, the follow-up would be, what about the one emergency appointment that's been since November? The airport can speak to that, please. Thank you.
Morning.
Morning.
Sean Moore, Human Resources Coordinator for DOT. That position has been permanently filled, and that emergency appointment is officially over. So within the last 2 weeks or so.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, that's good to know. And I guess my follow-up, please, would be, you know, I'm happy to hear about that policy, and I think one of the problems in the past was filling jobs, or, you know, a lot of departments said, well, you know, we like to fill these, but we're so far behind, or HR isn't getting the names to us and things like this. So I'm sure you've heard that. So is what policy would you have to expedite that process to make sure we're getting names to departments so we can fill these positions so we don't have the situation that you're talking about, please?
Sure, thank you. That is something that is a high priority for our area. What's interesting about the process as I look at it is that there are multiple facets that are affecting some of the inefficiencies in place. Some of them are outside of human resources. Some of them are inside of human resources. So we're looking at it holistically. I think the approval process in general is something we can streamline, and we're looking to do that. In addition, sometimes just due to workloads, managers struggle to get the time to go through the candidates. And so there are ways, many ways, I think we can improve upon that, but I don't have that mapped out for you to share today. But that's coming soon.
Thank you.
Have you found that in your short term here that these TAC end dates have been extended?
Chairman. Some have and some have not, but I would say most have.
Mm-hmm. I was looking over the report yesterday, and you know, I like your idea of trying to kind of maybe get away from this. As you look at the report you gave today, do you have any, you're not wanting to point any person out or any position, are there any of these you feel as though management could have handled differently, or the department could have handled differently specifically?
It's an excellent question. It's complicated, but there's a domino effect that happens. So if one department says, you know, I'd like to tack an individual from another department, while I'm trying to redesign this position, but I need someone to start doing the work, they start getting this person going, and then someone else gets tacked into the prior, and then someone, and it's this domino. And The challenge is because we have specific processes we're required to follow by, you know, putting these reports in front of committee, they have to wait until a committee happens in order to move on some of these things. So many times it's just simply our internal process in terms of approvals that really is the holdup. I don't know if that's answering your question.
Any further questions? Okay.